What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. Hear that? Right here, right now. And you never know. It could be your letter. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's never satisfied. He's never satisfied, but I am. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm married to my college sweetheart, and he's a great man, but we don't get along now. I wore the pants in our family for years because I made the most money. Back then, all he could do is please me and cater to me. I got used to it, and it worked fine for me. He couldn't wait to get a better paying job and then switch back to wearing the pants in our marriage. Right after he started his new job, he started mouthing off and telling me he wasn't going to do this or that. I let him do it because I know for years he couldn't talk slick to me because he was broke. Here's the funny part, though. Now he's got a new job. It came with a new level of stress. Now that he's got a new job, it came with a new level of stress. That stress led to high blood pressure, and that high blood pressure led to an increase in his medication. So that led to him not being able to perform sexually.
There we go.
He has been a miserable wreck for a year, and I have gone on with my life without him. I have a man on the side, and he comes over to the house on Mondays, and we meet at a hotel on Thursdays. It's not about the sex. It's just nice to talk to a man that has his stuff together. He's not stressed about me being married, and he's not afraid to make love to me in my bedroom that I share with my husband. It's not like my husband and I are putting that mattress to use anymore. I try to tune out my husband's constant complaining about his job, and I'm tired of him getting himself riled for sex when he knows he can't last but 30 seconds. I'm over him and this marriage, and maybe if he had a better attitude, I could deal with it. Having an affair is the easiest way out for me. Life is too short to be unsatisfied, so how can he live like that? Do you think he's thinking of divorce as much as I am? Should I try to work it out if he seems to not care?
Not.
Right. This has to be one of the saddest, most pathetic letters. I mean, first the dumb rule about you making the most money, so you wear the pants. That was stupid because you emasculated your husband with that. I mean, there's no such rule in marriage about whoever makes the money is the boss or wears the pants. You made that up. I'm really surprised that your husband went along with that foolishness, quite frankly. Marriage is a partnership, okay, between two people who love each other, and the universal rule now is the man is head of household. What you've done is turn your marriage into a miserable place to be. And I guarantee you that's not just your husband's new job that is stressing him out. It's you too. You're a terrible wife. You should never be married because there's no love, there's no commitment, there's no respect from you. Everything you shouldn't do, you're doing. And you're cheating on top of that. Is it any wonder he has high blood pressure? I mean, have you ever thought that he might catch you and your man having sex in his house, in his bed? Have you ever thought of that? So if he does, he can go ahead and divorce you, that's for sure. I mean, once he's rid of you, I bet his blood pressure will go down. He can start to live a better, happier life. I just think you're a mess in this letter. You're a selfish mess. And to you, I say, get yourself together. Sis, Steve.
This letter right here, I just don't like the lady.
At all.
I mean, lady, I just don't like you. I don't like anything about you. I don't like anything about what you wrote in this letter. I agree with Shirley 100%, but you done took trifling to just a whole nother level. You know, just listen to the way she talks. I'm married to my college sweetheart, and he's a great man, but we don't get along now. I wore the pants in our family for years because I made the most money. Back then, all he could do is please me and cater to me. I got used to it, and it worked fine for me. He couldn't wait to get a better-paying job, and then switched back to wearing the pants in our marriage. Girl, let me explain something to you. I don't give a damn how much money I make. You know, I'm not finna take the pants off, and I'm not wearing the skirt at no point in the relationship. And I'm pretty sure that he didn't agree to taking his pants off. You took him off because your determination for what he is as a man was based purely on how much money he bought in. So right after he started his new job, he started mouthing off and telling me he wasn't going to do this or that. I let him do it because I know for years he couldn't talk slick to me because he was broke. Man, who are you, lady? I mean, just...
She's horrible. She's a horrible person.
You can't talk back to me because you broke.
It's the best time.
Lady, you don't even understand. So let's.
Junior.
So here's the funny part, though. Now that he's got a new job, it came with a new level of stress, and that stress has led to high blood pressure, and that high blood pressure led to an increase in his medication, so that led to him not being able to perform sexually. He has been a miserable wreck for a year, and I have gone on with my life without him. Wow. Lady, everything about you, you don't stand by your man if he broke. You don't stand by your man if he gets sick. You don't stand by your man if he can't perform. You don't stand by your man under no circumstances. You're just a little trifling little wife. He got to be working,
hold on,
performing,
Steve.
I got more for you.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response. You just heard him say he has more for the woman in this letter. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, he's never satisfied, but I am. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he's never satisfied, but I am. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Because you just do what you want to do. You married your college sweetheart. Things fell apart. He lost his job or whatever, wasn't making money. So you put the pants on in the family. And because of that, all he could do was please you and cater to you. You got used to it, and it worked fine for me. But you said you know he couldn't wait till he got a better paying job so he could get back to wearing the pants in our marriage. Well, he did, but the job came with some stress. So stress came with high blood pressure. High blood pressure came with increase in medicine. And increase in medicine caused him not to be able to perform sexually. Then you said he's been a miserable wreck for a year and I've gone on with my life without him. Mm-hmm. Boy, so if you don't make money around you, you're in trouble. If you get stressed out around you, he's in trouble. If he can't perform, he gets in trouble. He got a problem. And then you just go on your life without him. I have a man on the side, and he comes over to the house on Mondays, and we meet at a hotel on Thursdays. Wait a minute, what? So you got a man on the side that comes over to y'all's house on Monday, and then y'all meet at a hotel on Thursday. So hold on. I got to keep going back over this. So if he don't have money, you ain't cool with that. If he get back to work and he put his pants back on, you ain't cool with that. If he gets stressed out, you ain't cool with that. If he's on high blood medication, you ain't cool with that. If he can't perform sexually, you ain't cool with that. Now you go get a man on the side, and cause of convenience, y'all now at this man's house in his bed on Mondays. And we meet at a hotel on Thursday, and then you say it's not about the sex. Well, what is it about then? Well, what is y'all over there doing? When y'all get the hotel and y'all come over to the house, it's just nice to talk to a man that has his stuff together. Oh, you're talking about a man. Oh, let me get this right. So you think that it's nice to just meet a man that don't have to deal with nothing that comes in the package called marriage? You talking about the one that don't have to pay bills, that don't have to discuss, that don't have to be under stress, that ain't trying to make a life, that ain't trying to put it together? Yeah, them conversations easy because they ain't about nothing. That's why that's so easy. And then he's not stressed about me being married, and he's not afraid to make love to me in my bedroom that I share with my husband. You don't see the triflingness in that? He's not afraid to make love to me. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I wish I would walk in my house. I wish I would walk in my house and walk up on somebody in my house. You ain't even got to be doing nothing. You ain't got to be in the bed. Just be in what you in here for. Yeah. I better not walk in the house, see you up in here eating. No, you can't have a plate, and I don't know your ass. If I don't know you, and you at my house and you're eating a plate of food,
we got a
before
problem.
My wife can introduce me, she already can tell by the look on my face, I got to get some information to this food right quick.
Immediately.
Right quick. But now you done took it there. So now, it's not like my husband and I are putting that mattress to use anymore. I try to tune out my husband's constant complaining about his job, and I'm tired of him getting himself riled up for sex when he knows he can't last but 30 seconds. I'm over him and this marriage. Maybe if he had a better attitude, I could deal with it. Wait a minute.
Wow.
If he had a better attitude, you could deal with it. Having an affair is the easiest way out for me. Really? Really? I mean, your whole demeanor as a human being reeks of triflingness. I mean, you're just a trifling chick, man, all the way around the board. It ain't a woman sitting here, I got you, girl. I know where you're coming from. And I'm pretty sure it is somebody like that because you can get people to go along with anything. But they ass is trifling, too. Life is too short to be unsatisfied. So how can I live like that? You're not. You're not living like that. You're doing what you want to do. Do you think he's thinking of divorce as much as I am? Should I try to work it out? if he seems not to care. Wait a minute. You're already working it out. You don't see what you've done? You've already worked it out your way. And what you talking about whether he cares? You don't care. So why are you questioning your husband in this letter at all? When everything in this letter, first of all, your husband ain't did nothing wrong. He at work, he stretched out. He trying to get the finances back in order. That's stressful. He got high blood. Now he taking medication. Now he can't perform. Now you done got you a man. Now y'all having sex in y'all's house, in y'all's bed on Mondays and at a hotel on Thursdays. And now you want to know if your husband would want to do you? I'm telling you right now, lady, you messing around with some, you're on a dangerous ground. And this man who comes to your house every Monday, what kind of fool is this? What man in his right mind goes to another man's house, gets naked in his house, in his bed? I don't understand the mentality of that. both of y'all gonna mess around and get hurt.
I don't know nobody do that.
No.
Man. No, I don't. Well, no.
All right, post your comments. Thank you, Steve, on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after, Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.